Hello, Sterile Processing Universe, and welcome to another episode of Real Talk with Bob Mars. So last session, we talked about sterilization, specifically preventative maintenance, to make sure that everything's functioning properly. Today, I'd like to talk specifically about loading or load preparation. How do you prepare your load and load your autoclave properly according to the manufacturer's written instructions? And at the end of the day, that's what it's all about, right? We have to follow the IFU because that's what the surveyors are looking for. So when we talk about it, let's talk about it kind of in order. We'll talk about peel packs. We'll talk about wrapped items. We'll talk about containerized items, how they should be loaded onto the cart. And again, if I'm talking real, I have to tell you, facilities that I go into and that I have been into, I've seen some pretty crazy load configurations out there. Quite often, when I see these funky load configurations, it's typically due to a department that's just trying to get stuff back to the operating room. They don't have capacity, so they're loading as much as they can. They're putting it on the cart any way that they can so they can just get it sterile and get it back to the operating room. We want to make sure that we're not doing that, that we're loading the autoclave properly. So let's talk about peel packs. We want to make sure that lighter items go on the top of our cart, heavier items go on the bottom of the cart, and we do that for steam condensate release. So as you know, containers can capture more moisture and drip that moisture out. And if you've got blue wrapped items or you've got peel packs underneath, that condensate can drip on them and potentially cause issues with the packaging. So with our peel packs, we want to make sure that they're loaded on the top, above the containers and above the blue wraps. We want to make sure that they're loaded on their side. Numerous manufacturers have products out there that will hold your peel packs in a standing position as opposed to laying flat where they can actually retain moisture. You want to make sure again that you're following the manufacturer's IFU for loading the autoclave and for that packaging. We want to make sure that the peel packs are loaded paper, plastic, paper, plastic, not paper, paper, not plastic, plastic. Next, we want to talk about our blue wraps. We want to make sure that they're packaged properly, that they are underneath the peel packs, and that they are laying flat. They are not stacked on their edge if they are a set. Again, we want to make sure that they're packaged and laid flat, not placed on their edge. It's very important that these are loaded properly onto the autoclave cart. Finally, we want to have our containers down on the lower levels. We want to make sure that they are placed properly. Again, they're not laying on their sides, they're laying flat. If you're stacking your containers, you want to make sure that they have been validated by the manufacturer, that they are okay to load in your autoclave stacked. Okay, we now have our autoclave cart loaded and we're ready to push it in. We want to make sure that we do not have any of our packaging touching the side of the autoclave. We want to make sure that there is adequate space between all the packages. You can visually see space between. If they're touching each other and they're packed tightly, the steam does not have the ability to penetrate the way that it should penetrate those packages. So we want to make sure again that we're loading it properly and that you have visual space between the packages. If you're using tray liners or cart liners, we want to make sure that they are approved and that they're non-linting. And a lot of folks will use these for wicking excess moisture to help with wet loads. If you're experiencing wet loads, there is a lot of great products and information out there to allow you to research and investigate why you're having wet packs. You can talk to the manufacturer of your sterilizer, manufacturer of your packaging materials. They have tools that will assist you. Also, the AMI 2017 document has an annex that specifically addresses wet packs, so you want to make sure you're taking care of that. Thanks so much. This has been Real Talk, and I'm Bob Mars.
Is your central service or sterile processing department prepared for a regulatory survey? If you can't answer with a resounding yes, you should contact Beyond Clean. Our experts will perform a survey in your facility to help you determine your survey readiness. We can evaluate acute care, ambulatory, and dental facilities. Our team will guide you through the survey process to ensure that you are beyond ready for your next survey. And we can stay with you after the consultation, offering virtual consulting and mentoring mentorship programs to maintain the progress you have made and to continue making process improvements. Contact us today to schedule a free 30-minute initial consultation.